This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. And now from the mayor's office, we're going to be talking with Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing on this beautiful Tuesday?
I'm doing really well today, Rick. How are you?
All right. Just about the same. Weather has been, I guess this is called Indian summer. Mr. Mayor, I guess the top of the, at the top of the list for me would be sort of a summary of the strike, the trash collectors strike that took place recently. And also, you know, you have mentioned, as have others, in social media and other places, the fantastic work that the Gloucester DPW did during that time. So let's start there. What are your views on all of this?
Sure. So this, we had, as you just mentioned, we had an 81-day strike. The Republic Services, our trash contractor, had that strike. Unfortunately, we were caught in the crossfire, Gloucester, as well as 13 other communities around the region. The city and town managers, town managers and administrators and the mayors, banded together, and we were having regular Zoom meetings, comparing notes, and talking with the Republic Services representatives and pushing. So I'd like to think that our consolidated front there helped push them to move when they may not have otherwise. But we, the city of Gloucester, did much better than some of the other towns did throughout this process, especially from the first week. We started having pickup where other communities had to wait till the following week to get pickup. But as you mentioned, our DPW crew stepped up immediately the first day of the strike. They were going around picking up trash in dump trucks. And then not too long after, they set up a recycling center down at the DPW yard on Poplar Street. And, that went pretty well. Some people were upset by it, not having the curbside service. But, we improvised, and it was pretty effective for the several weeks of the strike. But what happened during that strike, because we had so many of our crew involved in, driving around picking up missed trash or running the recycling drop-off, other things weren't being done. But thankfully, the strike is behind us, and they were able to get to projects that have been put on the back burner and just their regular day job things, trimming back brush on the sides of roads. And but some of the projects they were able to get to, and a lot of these were through requests from constituents. But for instance, it may seem minor to some, but important to many, is we installed the new bench over at Plum Cove Beach, which, I couldn't believe we didn't have one there in the first place. We repaired the flagpole at the World War II Memorial. The East Gloucester School site, there was a construction fence around the whole property because we had torn down the school, but we have moved the fence, and now the playground, which has been spruced up, is able to be used until we get the project finished over at the East Gloucester School site. And I guess I should give a little quick background and look forward on that one. So when the city built the new consolidated school that put East Fetz, which is now East Fetz Elementary, which combined East Gloucester Elementary and Veterans Memorial, there were a few unreimbursable expenses that were the city borrowed money in addition to what was borrowed to build the school. So the school building funds were reimbursable by just about 50% from the state of Massachusetts. And but there are other things, like, for instance, the rent at St. Anne's School, where the East Gloucester, the Vets kids went for over a year. That was not included. The relocating the Meadows softball field from Webster Street over to Green Street was not included in the reimbursable, nor was raising the East Gloucester School building and putting in the open space, which was what the city committed to doing by virtue of the move of the playground, the softball field. So in a nutshell, the city borrowed about $4 or $5 million for those three non-reimbursable projects, and then COVID hit, and then the supply chain and inflation numbers happened. So in the end, it turned out it was insufficient funds to do those three things. So we were able to use ARPA funds to wrap up the Green Street Park project, and we ended up borrowing a little bit extra money to raise the building at East Gloucester, but we are short on doing the project that was vetted by the public through the Open Space Committee over a year ago. So what we're planning on doing is going through the Community Preservation Committee, and hopefully we can get enough funds to do the whole project. We'd like to borrow against future community preservation funds so we can get the project done now. If not, then we'll take what we can get and do it in phases. But, you know, in the end, it will be a new open space parking area and a nice walking path. It may take a few seasons to get there, but as of now, the playground is good to go, and we should have something in place in the spring to utilize most of the site till we get funding for the rest of it. So those are some of the things that the DPW has been busy with over the summer, and they were able to get to it in full force after the strike was completed.
I want to go back to that recycled beach at the DPW for a minute, because, as you know, I live in Gloucester, and I went over there probably two or three times, and each time I went there was absolutely no wait, and every DPW worker there was pleasant, polite, courteous, and helpful. And even at one point, we weren't allowed to put pizza boxes in recycled, because it's a different vendor than Republic, and they don't want the pizza boxes in there. One of the guys was so helpful, because I had probably two or three pizza boxes in there, and no problem, and he had a trash can where he put them, or a receptacle for those. And he didn't have to do that, because I was taking them out and putting them back in my car. I wonder, Mr. Mayor, did you get... did you get more compliments to the work of the DPW than you did complaints? Because for me, it was a very minor inconvenience, and everybody I talked to was very appreciative of the work that the guys and the gals were doing.
Yes, we did get a lot more compliments than complaints. I'd say it was probably 10 to 1. You know, there were some who complained right from the beginning, including some elected officials who were, and others who jockeying for position, who were trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. And then some of the complaints, frankly, lasted right till the end of the operation. But overall, the people driving through there were very pleasant and gracious, and showed their gratitude to the people working at the DPW yard. And, you know, as I said, they stepped up. That first day of the strike, they didn't say, let's sit down and with our union and a union rep and let's negotiate. No, they got in the trucks and they went out and did the job. And for that, I'm forever in their debt, you know. And we did, you know, for public disclosure, we did give them a stipend throughout this process. So they were compensated for the extra work and effort that they put in. But you know, those guys, as I said, they jumped right in without asking for the money up front, and that's just, you know, shows real community spirit.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. Well, you know, it's crazy time in Salem, and we're supposed to, I've got an appointment in Nahant, and I don't know how to get to Nahant without going through Salem, so I'm going to have to rely on Siri or Google Maps. But anything going on in the city of Gloucester we should know about for this month?
Well, as a matter of fact, we're having the City of Gloucester Halloween party on October 18th from 12 to 3 with a rain date of October 25th. It's completely free. There is no there's no charge for anything. So, you know, and my wife, Kelly, is since I've been mayor, has been part of the organizing of this project, and it's gone really well, and each year has had improvements. You know, and people like DJ Leo Francis are involved, as well as Ringo Tarr, who is, you know, he and his daughter Emily are behind all the big functions that go on, the free things that go on in the city. So it's a great crew as well. So in addition to them, it's the guys from the Community Impact Unit and other volunteers who are really making this thing something really big that's just grown in popularity since we've been doing it up at Stage 4 Park these last 4 years. So urge people to mark the calendars, get dressed up, get your kids dressed up, and adults, it's fun if you get dressed up too. There'll be touch a truck, there'll be a candy parade, a hayride, and lots of other fun stuff to do. So this year they will not be serving pizza. They found that the pizza was a logistical nightmare, so plan ahead. There'll be plenty of other stuff to snack on, popcorn and obviously candy, but there'll be prizes for the best costumes. And we will not be having water, plastic water bottles, which we have not done at all since I've been mayor. We provide a big 5-gallon water coolers, and we urge people to bring their little water bottles to refill. trying to cut down on the pollution and filling up the recycling bins.
Give me the date, time, and place again, please.
Sure, it's Saturday, October 18th, 12 to 3, or a rain date of October 25th, same time.
All right, very good. You know, I just thought of something, Mr. Mayor. You know, cities and towns have poet laureates, and they have other community awards type things. And I was you mentioned Ringo Tarr, and I want to nominate him to be the city's ambassador of goodwill. He just does so much stuff for the city gratis, and it's so cool.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I failed to mention that in our pregame warm-up, but we are continuing with our kindness awards. You know, we have these really nice mugs, coffee mugs, we're giving out so people can send in their nominations for somebody who that they think has done gone above and beyond in terms of kindness for our city. You know, and recently we've given one to former Mayor Spathia Taken, we've given one to Donna Ruzioni. I've got the list is endless, but we would really appreciate if you want to just send in a note about who you would like to nominate. We will bring them in, give them the mug, and thank them for the good work that they've done throughout the city and beyond.
All right. Anything else, Mr. Mayor?
Oh, yeah. Just finally, I just want to mention we have two new key hires that I just want to mention. First is we have Emily Sloan has joined as our economic development coordinator. This is a position that I have been talking about for several months now, actually for the last year. This position has been empty, you know, vacant since the last person we parted ways with over a year ago. And, you know, last year's budget was a little tight, so we didn't fill it. But now she has come on board. She's got over 20 years of experience with economic development and recovery initiatives. She's worked primarily in places like Africa, Latin America, and the Middle East. She's got background in grant writing, in administration, strategic planning, stakeholder engagement, program management, and she's managed multi-million-dollar portfolios. So, and most recently, she was with USAID, and we heard a lot about that organization in the news earlier this year. So we're really glad to have her on board. She started Monday, and, you know, we're going to be giving her the fire hose of information over these next few days and getting her out to meet, you know, some of our business, all of our businesses along Main Street, through the industrial parks, and all the business areas like Centen Ave and everywhere else in the city. So it's a key position that we've been waiting to fill. You know, the funding's in place. We found the perfect candidate, and here we are. Another key one is Kansas Ricky Munn has been hired as our operations manager for beaches and parks. He was a seasonal employee, you know, in charge of the lifeguards for all the beaches. And earlier this summer, we had a retirement. Kenny Ryan, who had been with the city for over 60 years, he was a retired policeman, and he's been working in the beach operations for the last several years. He announced his retirement. So we thought about this. You know, the suggestion came from Mike Hale, our DPW director, that maybe instead of having these two part-time positions, we combine them into this full-time position and give it some more duties, and that's what Kansas will be doing as the operations manager. So, you know, we the city have been without a parks and rec department for decades, and, you know, I tell people it took many years to dismantle it, and it's going to take many years to bring it back, as well as a lot more funding. But this is a step in the right direction to have someone who's focused on the beaches as well as the parks, and it'll be a year-round thing, so there's no time lost during the off-season. So we're excited to have both Emily and Kansas on as new key employees for our city.
All right, sounds good. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much. Look forward to the next conversation we have.
All right, thanks a lot, Rick.
All right, thank you. That is Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.